Amen. Good morning, church. It is great to be here, and very exciting for many of us to see John Montiel be baptized this morning. Amen. John has become a dear friend to us, and I know to many of you here in the church. I wanted to share just how God can work through really any and every circumstance. A request came into the board of directors to get a new refrigerator for the church building. So we had a refrigerator go out, and so they said, well, the board's purpose is to spend as little money as possible and get the greatest gain, right? So they thought, well, who can we get a hold of to that can get us the best deal on a refrigerator? So, of course, they called my wife up and say, okay, we need the best refrigerator for the cheapest price that we can get. Laura found a refrigerator on Craigslist. A couple days later, us and the Lannings went over to John's house, got to meet John, and from that day on, just have built a tremendous friendship. And John, I just wanted to share that I am so proud of where you're at. Over the last 6 months, we have seen your heart and your faith change in tremendous ways. And I wanted to share one scripture. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And John has been through a tremendous amount of things in life. From jumping out of planes in the military, to owning his own business, to going through challenging times of losing his family, of having a stroke. And yet through all this, he has continued, especially the last couple of years, to really seek out a relationship with God. And as we studied the scriptures, we've just watched John's heart unfold. And more than just to the scriptures, but also to our friendships and our relationships. So, John, you've become a very dear friend to our family. My children get very upset if I don't stop on the way to pick up John to church. If his sister Liz or somebody's bringing him, then I get in all kinds of trouble because I didn't pick up John at morning. So our family sincerely loves you and are so very grateful for you.
Well, I wanted to share with you, John. I feel so grateful. It's one of those things that when we got the fridge, he was like, you know, I'm going to do this for a lesser deal than what he was planning to. Because I think that there's something that I can benefit from this too. And I think, wow, look at a few months later how his life is truly benefiting over this refrigerator. I wanted to read to you because through your journey of being a Christian, there's so many different pieces of the journey, just like in life. And the thing that always sustains me through the years of being a Christian is in Psalm 18, and it says, he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy. From my foes who were too strong for me, they confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued you, John, because he delighted in you. And that's what I think of because you and I both grew up with similar fathers in a lot of ways. And I think sometimes it's hard to realize, wow, that God could delight in us. And he really does, that God delights in you and therefore chose you for today. I love you.
Well, John, I really appreciate the being able to be in your studies, and it's really amazing to see the similarities that we have. The obvious one, he's extremely good looking. But hey, we're family. Yeah, you got to have a little bit of laughter. But I really appreciate your heart. It's truly a heart to imitate. To see that. You truly want to search out what God says for our lives, what you want, what God wants us for our lives. And it's been really encouraging just to see you open up your heart to God and to see how you have been molding your life to God and trying to focus on him. So just want to say I'm proud of you and I love you.
John, when I first met you, I was struck by what a nice guy you were, but you were beat up by life. You know, a lot of bad things had happened. And as the time has gone by, this last 6 months, I've seen you grow. I've seen you begin to tap into that inner peace that God has for you. And I've seen this desire to start a new life, to have a new future in God. And I'm very proud of you, and I'm glad I was in your study.
Amen.
One of the things I realized is that God does work in mysterious ways. He brought me here to St. Louis brought me from St. Louis. Where am I at? No. He brought me from St. Louis to Wichita, and like Matthew said, the over refrigerator, and look what I found. I found God, and I found Jesus, and I found my personal family and my church family. And I've gained so much more than I lost. I never thought it was possible. God does work mysteriously. He works through people. He has a plan for us. And I was too unwilling to listen to it before, but I'm glad he opened my eyes. I'm also glad that God gave his only son for our sins, and through his resurrection, it's made me realize that there's hope for me, for eternal life. And I'm so thankful for everybody in my life, family and friends and loved ones, who've stood by me and helped me and sort of pushed me around a little bit to get to this point. Thank you, God, for having trust in me and for loving me.
Amen. One of the things I sincerely appreciate, John, is the maturity of your decision. I feel like you've wrestled and fought through to get to this point. And again, super proud of you. So at this point, Brian and Rob are going to be able to baptize you. But I have two questions for you. One is that, do you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that he came down to this earth, they walked this earth with his disciples, that he was crucified on the cross, and that he rose from the dead on the third day?
Yes, I do.
And what is your good confession?
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen. With that confession, Brian and Rob are able to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll be raised to a new life.